This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmers Edge Labs, offering you science-based data for your best crop yet. I'm Riley Smith. Variable amounts of rain can be seen across South America currently. We'll have more right after this.
Here's a special spring offer for Iowa Agribusiness Radio listeners. Right now, receive 15% off your soil testing costs with Farmers Edge Laboratories. With fast turnaround times, get your results in under 3 days. Experience exclusive pricing and shipping programs designed to meet your budget and timeline requirements. Take advantage of this special offer by calling 888-576-6777 or visit www.farmersedge.ca/USA lab to learn more.
The lack of rain is good news for Argentina, as they have been worried about getting too much rain recently. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest weather conditions.
For Brazil, you've got what looks like a no-rain sandwich going on right now. The northern portions have good amounts of rain. Southern portions have good amounts of rain, but nothing in the middle. And that looks to be the case for the 6 to 10-day forecast, as well as the 11 to 15 days. So that'll be something to watch as they continue to progress through harvest. This tends to be, as you go into the end of April and May, you do tend to see some drier portions there. As you look at Argentina, the 1 to 5 day does show some decent rains in the areas that we talked about last week. So that is still a concern that they get a little bit too much. But as you go out to the 6 to 10 day forecast, it does dial back a little bit, and the 11 to 15 day does dry out a little bit more.
McBride said harvest in Brazil is nearing completion.
We're getting close to being complete on soybeans. 89% through the last week. 5-year average puts you at 92%. So not too far behind on that. First corn crop, 76% done, 79% is the 5-year average. Once again, just kind of trailing just a little bit. And then we haven't gotten any updates. We aren't at that point of harvest for Safrina crop at this point. So we'll just kind of keep our eyes out and see as that goes over the next month or two.
For the World of Agriculture and the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.